bull, you tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Mr. Bollocks, sorry about the slightly later position for you.
No, that's all right. Listen, I'm always going to stand to one side where politicians are concerned.
Politicians coming through with their thoughts.
Start away you go, mate. I'm all good.
How are you, Rob?
I'm very good.
Apart from the bung ear.
Before I get into it, I want to give a couple of shout-outs. One to a real good friend of mine, Ash, and another one to a bloke called Toby, who's over here on holiday visiting family. And last night, he introduced me to Tash Sultana.
Oh, Tash Sultana?
Yeah. I mean, didn't visit. I mean, she weren't round in Papakura last night. But he said to me when he first saw her, she was a busker. She was amazing. Then all of a sudden just blew up. So thank you very much for that.
She does crazy. She makes crazy sounds.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. Cool. I was shazamming like a little demon.
Was she here at, was it Laneway? She was there?
I don't know. If I'd known, I would have gone to see her.
She has been around recently.
Okay. I get into things
she's
late.
She's come through.
Eventually.
She's Laneway. Maybe, I don't know, who knows. Anyway, so, but let's get right. It's your bit. Undo your seam, what's the chance to go?
Since I've been doing this, my favourite group of people are scientists and researchers.
Yes, same.
I know they do amazing mind-blowing stuff, and for that I thank you. You do real shonky stuff, and for that, shame on you.
Yeah.
But every now and again, one of these things crop up, and it almost makes me angry because I get paid to do this.
Right.
Okay.
So here we go. You had a few of these, actually.
And I'm gonna stop at certain words in here just to show how futile this whole thing is. The mystery of how the zebra got its stripes might have been solved. Researchers say the pattern appears to confuse flies, discourage them from touching down for a quick bite.
Is that what?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I mean, they also, it's remarkably good camouflage, too.
But not really, because lions get them.
Yeah.
Quite.
But you know, but if you get 700 of them, I mean, I don't know the running.
That is confusing.
I don't know what the running herd of zebra is barking, by the way. They bark. They don't go. They go. Like that sort of noise, I think. Right. I know they bark. I don't know exactly how it sounds, but I've heard it at the zoo, sort of. Just crossly. I saw them. I went to the zoo last weekend before? Went to the zoo recently, and I was particularly impressed by the zebra stripes, actually.
I haven't been to the zoo for ages.
Ostriches were, there's this big flat dirt bit, which I guess is what it's like in some parts.
Yeah, not all parts.
Some of those animals live, and mostly they don't have any cages or locks or anything like that, and they have proper food they want. But anyway, but still, I think the Auckland Zoo does a good job. And they and the ostriches were show pony in a wee bit.
Oh, were they?
Especially when you've got giraffes in the same environment. So it's like you've got giraffes and zebra, and ostriches are a very interesting animal. Don't get me wrong. And they have a very long neck and a big body and the largest egg of any animal in the animal kingdom, in the bird kingdom. But they, you've got a giraffe standing there, 9.5 times bigger than you, just with this big purple tongue, just looking at you going, do you know what these things in my head are called? We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. Can I carry on?
Sure.
Sweet.
Well, I was just saying, the zebras are still quite impressive and quite hard to see when they all... It'd be like a whole bunch of barcodes all...
Yeah.
If barcodes were in a herd.
Okay, that's I'm going to have to think about that later on.
See, but it confused you, didn't it, straight away?
But anyway, get back to this.
Flies.
Right.
Sure,
now, this
flies.
To test involved...
Flies are laughing at that research, I think.
The...
Tetsy fly.
The research
Africa.
Involved horses, zebras, and horses dressed as zebras.
Oh, for God's sake.
Right. Dr. Martin Howe, co-author of the research from the University of Bristol, said the flies seem to be behaving relatively natural around both zebras and horses until they came into land. And from a distance of greater than 2 metres or so, a zebra would just look like a grey horse and they wouldn't be able to see the stripes due to the fly's low resolution vision.
With a compound eye.
And then get really close, and then the sudden reveal would surprise them and the flies would veer off. Sometimes they just bounce off of them. Right. This I know halfway through it yet. Researchers made this discovery
by... That's true. Who knows?
Researchers made this discovery by spending more than 16 hours standing in a field and noting how horseflies interacted with 9 horses.
Horseflies, there's the clue.
Yeah, but see, straight away, now, these things were in Africa.
Yeah.
Do you know where they did this test? In Somerset.
Dorset.
In Somerset. Straight up.
How many zebras do they have in Somerset?
Well, they had three zebras.
Three. Okay.
And so they thought, well, it might be the smell of the zebra. So they put like a zebra coat over a horse.
It's not Tijuana, man. They do that in Tijuana. They try to say, hey, have your photo taken with a zebra or the straw hat? And it's just a donkey, spray painted donkey. It's terrible.
The team said the results supported the idea that stripes might have evolved in response to bite in flies. Zebra, evolutionary speaking, have developed in parts of the world where the flies carry nasty diseases.
Yeah.
But if that was like that, wouldn't all of the animals be like that?
Maybe we show our ignorance with just how gnarly those flies are in Africa. Mm. I mean, the bot flies, somebody's texted in here, and that just sounds gnarly.
When I was in Morocco, I remember being...
Well, that's in northern Africa, Rob.
They were...
Have you seen...
been wearing stripes?
When the flies land on cows and then they jiggle to get the flies off?
The same way that Freddie Mercury jiggles before he walks on stage at Live Aid.
I think so, yeah.
He wore a lot of stripes, didn't he? Maybe he was attacked by flies a lot. But anyway, their conclusion was, after all this, I'll be getting paid for this, if you're out and about, wear patterned tops or body paint. It's useful to deter like nasty bites from flies. So that was a complete waste of time. They got paid to do that.
That's a conclusion they came up with. Who are they talking to? Zebras or horses or humans?
But humans.
So they're saying humans if you wear stripes.
Body paint.
If everybody went out and bought
would you like me to body paint your test?
Which is black and white stripes and go out with that. But they're still, you've got to have your whole head like it.
And they say for a fact that then you won't get bitten by flies.
Yeah.
You look like a big performing troupe of bloody Cirque du Soleil.
I don't know about that.
Right, now I've got this one. The world's The world's biggest bee has been rediscovered years after it was lost.
Yeah, okay, the world's biggest bee.
It was known as Wallace's giant bee after Wallace Chapman used to do breakfast. No, it wasn't really. I made that bit up last night. It sounded a lot funnier when I wrote it down then. But it's actually named after British naturalist and explorer Alfred Russel Wallace.
Oh, I see.
Who actually co-developed the theory of evolution with Charles Darwin.
Oh, okay. So he's got a bit of chops. Yeah. We talked about this briefly during the week, and we tried to establish it. Is it three or four times as big as a bee or a bumblebee?
Oh, it's wingspan of 7 metres. 6 centimetres or 2.5 inches.
Yeah. I thought 7 metres.
I think that's fantastic.
I thought it might be like a harst eagle.
When he first discovered it, he called it a flying bulldog.
Wow.
A slobbering...
Flying.
Waddling flying bulldog.
Rob, someone's texted in. They said, how does Rob Bollocks feel about UK having its hottest winter day ever this week?
That's
we were talking about this.
I was listening to a report and there was this lady saying, I was just about to go out and buy a load of porridge. And then it was like 17 or 20 or something.
And she was like, oh,
flag that. I'm going to have peaches and muesli. Woo!
That's mad. Yeah.
I know.
People won't
just a smoothie.
Happy about
just
it.
Have a smoothie.
You're not happy about it.
We went, a smoothie.
Nah. Should be cold.
The answer text is Robert's.
Chafing, wouldn't they?
Unhappy about it.
Nah, not happy.
That
was it, really. That was a fantastic thing. The bloke who actually. the bloke who filmed it for the first time.
Might have been stolen by those unruly tourists might have taken it,
man. The bloke who filmed it said to actually see how beautiful and big the species is in life and to hear the sound of its giant wings thrumming. I've never
That's
heard that
such
word
a good
before.
Word.
It's a great
thrumming.
Word. I imagine this is a thrum.
Fantastic. And apparently they found in Galapagos a tortoise they thought...
With wings.
Nah, that they thought was extinct. I saw the last 100 years ago.
Just taking a sweet time.
Yeah,
guess what?
Just one tortoise.
Yeah. Oh. Well, if you got one, you go for more.
It's a hotbed of species, the Galapagos Islands, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's it, really.
Yeah, that's great.
Someone said that bee is 7.8 times bigger than a small man.
It was what? Okay.
I'm not sure if that's. I was just wondering though. You know, like Australia used to have like some like 13-foot razor carnivorous kangaroos. Yeah. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, they did. And 1-ton wombats. Did you know that? Did you know that? In the old days. And then back in the day. And New Zealand, of course, had the Haast Eagle, largest bird of prey, as far as we know, in the world. It's ever been. We had the moor, of course.
Someone texted in and said that they've been wearing stripes for years and they've never been bitten by a fly.
Oh, well, there you go.
I don't think I've ever been bitten by a fly.
No, I don't get bitten at all.
Have you ever sung a song, Shoe Fly, Don't Bother Me? Shoe Fly, Don't Bother Me?
No.
Okay,
that also works. But what I'm trying to get to is, prehistorically, what do you think the largest bee would have been?
Oh, I reckon it would have been like a...
Like a
bee
like
would
a
have
small
been?
Helicopter. Like a sleeping bag sort of thing. But
like a dustbin?
Yeah, I reckon.
Like a dustbin size.
Those would have been funky times, yeah. Eh?
Yeah.
Tess?
Very funky
that?
Times.
Apart from very funky times, any other thoughts?
No.
Don't have a favourite insect that you'd like to have seen in a ginormous...
Oh, wetter.
Wetter.
I mean, they're freaky enough now. You imagine one like the size of a horse or an alligator.
Yeah, they're at freaky level anyway, aren't they? An alligator, size of an alligator, yeah. Just crushing an alligator in its mandibles.
That was it.
What you don't want is like a small... Ooh, like a bike-sized mosquito. Shit, no. That'd be scary.
About a wasp?
No.
Size of an elephant.
Be like a crazy policeman coming after you or something, wouldn't it? A wasp size of an elephant.
Yeah.
These things could have happened. If people out there let us know.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
Correspondence is received on...